Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We've got a great show today. I was actually in Lafayette, and I hope you enjoy the show today. The guest is Tony Corville, the head football coach at Karen Crow High School, Class 4A state champions in 2020. Man, the Crow fans are going to, they're excited. I saw the new ring. We're going to promote the new ring with Coach. I took a picture of Corville, and we interviewed two of his players, two great players of his that are underrated, Ryan Perry, who's a tight end, long snapper, and an O-lineman that I like, Quinn O'Brien Collins, who's, they're both 222 class seniors, and Quinn is, you know, one of those guys that he plays it on the O-line, but he's really a fullback in college. He plays where you need him. And he's 5'10", 210, but make a great fullback, I think, 1AA or walk-on D1. Jace is joining us here for the opening. Thank you, Jace.
Thanks for having me on, Lee. I appreciate it.
You know, it was a long day, man. It was a great day. I left Baton Rouge at 4 in the morning to my first, well, first thing was Waffle House at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And Karen Crow, shout out to all the Waffle House people. It was great.
Yeah, it's always great to get at Waffle House, get a nice breakfast over there.
7 o'clock, I'm at Karen Crow. I'm with Coach Tony Corville. I'm meeting all the players, and I had a great time. And, you know, we're going to have our Monday show, Acadiana. I went to Acadiana, too. Now, if you're listening to this and you're in Lafayette, well, I can't go to every school that one day.
That's too much to ask.
It's not humanly possible because I also have to work and do some business, and I had 9 appointments that day and 2 schools. But I spent 2 hours at each school. You know, and I really enjoyed myself with, you know, enjoyed hanging out with Tony Corville, enjoyed hanging out with Matt McCullough, the head coach, another state champion in Class 5A. And, Jace, you know what's crazy? When I got to Acadiana later in the day, I was thinking, I looked at Coach McCullough at Acadiana, and I said, Coach, and this is an interview for Monday, I said, I just went 5 miles, and there's 4 state champions in 5 miles.
Yeah, right.
And there's 3 in 2 miles. Lafayette Christian's not even 2 miles from Karen Crow.
Yeah.
Lafayette Christian won, what, 4 in a row or 3 in a row?
They've won 4. They're trying to go for their 5th in a row.
All right. And then you have Karen Crow that won their first one in many years since Kevin Falk's team.
Yeah, early 90s, 90s.
They're not even 2 miles away from Lafayette Christian, for people that don't know that. And then St. Thomas More is really not far away, maybe 5 minutes, you know.
All in that little area.
And then Acadiana and Scott, not that far. And, that, you know, 4 state champions within, let's just say, all of them within about 10 minutes. Well, 2 of them 2 minutes apart.
Well, Lee, you know how every year each area kind of has the bragging rights of who is the best area in football? Usually some years it's the New Orleans and sometimes it's North Louisiana. Yeah. Last year it was definitely the year for Lafayette.
Oh, man. And it's not slowing down. Acadiana's got like 60 freshmen. Karen Crow's got like 45, 50 freshmen. Lafayette Christian's got another great group coming up. I mean, it's not going to slow down. St. Thomas More's got like 80 freshmen. I ran into them, by the way. I don't want to give them a free plug, but I was at a restaurant.
Sure.
And I saw some STM coaches. I'm like, all right, I saw some of you guys. Coach LeBlanc was in there, who does a great job. And I saw some of their alumni. I grabbed some magazines, gave some magazines. Kudos to Kurt Crochet, retired coach.
Coach Crochet.
He met me for lunch. Came all the way from Lauraville.
Yeah.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, he took care of my dad a couple of times when he was coaching. Yeah. So beat him a couple of times over the years.
Want to give a shout out to Coy Tatum, who I had lunch with, whose son, Spencer Tatum, played at Ohio U.
Yeah.
We did his highlight tape 20-something years ago almost. Spencer, if you're hearing this in Scottsdale, Arizona, man, doing a great job. He's a trainer for a lot of the Cardinals players.
Okay, yeah.
In Arizona State. And also kudos to Sam Wright, who's a big sponsor of ours, and his son plays for LSU.
Yeah,
Sloan
he does.
Wright. Sloan
yep.
Wright.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
STM. He's a linebacker. He's looking to get on the field at special teams. You know, that second year you try to get on the field as a walk-on, especially if you're a linebacker, and he got to play in the spring game. So I had a great lunch. Ran into some good people. Ran into Joey Arsenault.
Okay, yeah.
Who, you know, Ascension Episcopal, Jake Arsenault, his son, played for ULL. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's just
right.
a great day, you know. And, all of a sudden, I get home at 8 o'clock last night, Jace. It's
worn out.
And that rain hits right before where you're from, like right mm-hmm. New Roads.
Yep.
Right at that Tiger gas station. And it just, the bottom fell out.
Oh, you know when you're back at Baton Rouge area, when we always see his rain.
But before we go on to the interview, I want to mention some players at Carrion Crow that we didn't mention in the interview with Coach Corville, but we interviewed two of the sleepers. Now, the guys coming back, one to really keep an eye on, we did mention in the interview, was Gavin Royer, who's a heck of a kicker. Wade Ritchie's working with him, former LSU Tiger kicker.
Oh, he was a good one back in the day, yeah.
Gavin's one of the best. Corville says that in the interview today, that he's one of the best, and I think he is too. He kicks 8 yards in the end zone on kickoffs. He'll rival a bunch of the kickers and punters in the state. Catholic High, your school has one of the best.
Yeah, Colin Dupree's really good.
Mm-hmm. Davion Francis is a great player coming back for Carrion Crow. Dante Darjean is a man, ran for 700 yards as a fullback last year.
And they had two guys that ran for like 2,000 yards last
Dante
year.
Dante's like 5'10", 220. He's a power back. We interviewed Quinn O'Brien Collins, and you'll hear that in Ryan Perry. But we also, the man, their junior group at Carrion Crow, Chance Caesar, I met him. Man, what an impressive kid. 6'2", 6'3", 200, man, just impressive. And then their linemen, Jace, they lost all these linemen. People think Carrion Crow's down. They're not down. I met those young linemen, and they're all 280, 6'3", 6'4", coming up.
That hasn't changed since last year.
No, I met Gregory Bush, Javon Miller, Israel Jolivet, and David Jornet. All these guys were over 270, 6'2", 6'3", and they're all, like, ready to go. I mean, if people think Carrion Crow's slipping, it's not – no, it's not real. I went to the school. I saw it.
Right. Not only they're big, but they're just great in technique. They're just really great technicians in an offense. So not only they're big, but they know how to work their technique.
Yeah, and so – that'll be today's show, and then Monday we'll have Acadiana, which I think you enjoy with Matt McCullough. And I'll continue to travel around the state every week. I'm going to be going to Slidell pretty soon, and I'll do the Covington-Slidell area in Mandeville. But really, really excited. Hope everybody enjoys the interview. Let's go ahead and start the interview with Coach Corville.
I'm here at Carrion Crow High School this morning. It's about 7-something in the morning with Coach Corville. They just came off of a state championship.
Yeah.
It's just different.
I hear you.
But home of Kevin Falk, Derek Beavers, Marcus Camouche,
Ernest Lazar,
Wade Ritchie, yeah. All the great ones.
Yeah, Damian James, yes, we've been blessed to have some good athletes come through here.
Tony, I met Tony when Tony was an assistant with Mac Barus back in the day. Tony's been really good to us. Went to Turlins Catholic for a little bit as an assistant.
Right. Where
your son played. And head coach at Opelousas High School.
For a year, yep.
Never really left air, which is good.
Right.
And comes back to Carrion Crow, wins the state championship. Tony, what was that like for you? I mean, you know, Carrion Crow had some tough times after the glory days, you know, and you come back. And y'all build this thing up and had a special year last year. I mean, y'all defeated Western Road, shut them out.
Yeah, that was
start the season.
To go up there, you know, they don't get shut out often.
No.
Somebody told me it's 2005, a regular season game 2005.
When I saw the score, I said, oh, man. And then I knew you had some great kids coming back, but the chemistry was there.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing is last year, my son is also my defensive coordinator, and it was his first year. That was his first game as a defensive coordinator. And I said, after that, I said, I should have done this a long time ago.
Should have hired my boy.
Yeah, I should have, you know, because he paid his dues, you know, and he wouldn't have went in another way just because we have the same last name. Yeah. It's something to be given to him. So, but yeah, he outright earned it. And that's another thing is my entire staff, some good, hardworking guys, and it was a total collaborative effort the entire year.
Tony, I know through the years that you were actually Wade Ritchie's personal coach here.
Yeah.
You were known for the kicking, punting expertise, and you still always put out great kickers.
And right.
This year you got Gavin Roy.
Right,
he's
right.
He's really under the radar.
Yeah.
National. What do you think of Gavin?
Well, again, he's got one of the strongest legs I've had around, and actually Wade does help me with him a little bit. Wade will come by and stuff like that. And Wade tells me himself that he reminds me of himself a little bit. Huh. Now, his biggest deal is, and like most kickers, is the accuracy part of it. I mean, as far as the leg strength and the power, and I mean, you don't have to see the ball kick, you hear the ball kick, and there's a certain sound that you hear with guys that really got the thumper. He's got that sound.
How's he as a kickoff guy now?
Oh, right now, I mean, we installed kickoff this week. He's putting about 8-9 yards deep.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's a weapon.
That's hard to do in high school.
It is, you know. And, you know, I told the guys, you know, I tried to tell them, I said, look, when I watch film, when I'm watching an opponent, I'm going to look at the offense. Can they run the ball? On defense, can they stop the ball? Then I look at their kickoff team and their extra point block team. Extra point block team, that's they just got scored on, so how are they going to react to that? But kickoff, is a huge weapon. And obviously, the farther you can pin back your opponent, the more chance of you succeeding on defense of stopping them.
Tony, what was so special about the team this past year, winning the state championship in Class 4A? Well, when did you know it was going to be special? I know West Monroe was a great win to start off, but when did you know this team was just different?
Well, you know, I was just like everybody else. It was crazy last year, but I remember June 9th. We were supposed to start workouts on June 8th, but then we had a close call with a hurricane. So, we were not allowed. So we came on the 9th, and everybody showed up. And after not seeing each other for three months, one indication was during the time away from each other, the kids took it upon themselves to continue doing the workouts. We had great senior leadership where they were filming the workouts, sending it to us by huddle, and we were doing the workouts through huddle and stuff like that. So that told me something right there and there at these kids. So on June 9th, when they show up, we have to kneel, and we, 6 foot apart, everything, so I'm having to yell at them more or less because of the social distancing. I said, guys, because the biggest question, Coach, are we going to play? And I said, I really don't know that. I said, it's a lot of things that's not in our hands right now. But I said, deep in my heart, I think we are. And all I can ask you to do is, let's work, come every day to work your tails off. So when they tell us we can, we'll be ready to go. And that's what they did. So that right then and there, and they did that. I mean, I looked in each one of their eyes, and they're looking back at me, and that's exactly what they did. So that right then and there, that was a good indication that we were going to be ready. But as the season went on, I had some good football players, no doubt. But I had some good football players with character, and that's the difference maker. Yeah. That's the game changer right there. We had minimal issues on and off the field, and also meandering with the COVID stuff. COVID stuff. Every week we had two opponents. We had the opponent on the field and we had COVID. And then I didn't even know if we were going to play a game until they were playing the national anthem, because you never knew how it was, But those kids came week in, week out, prepared, and we took it one week at a time. So that's what we had to do, and they did a great job doing that.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Coach Tony Corville from Karen Crow High School. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. We're going to continue on with our interview with Coach Tony Corville from Karen Crow High School. Check this out.
Tony, talk about two of your sleeper guys that graduated. I thought two of the best in state, Kendrell Williams, running back.
Yeah,
It seemed like he'd been here 10 years.
Yeah, and I wish he still was.
your all-state DB that I thought – son with Tulane.
Bailey.
Bailey was one of the best I'd seen on film in the state.
Yeah.
As far as reacting.
Again, first of all, when we talk about these two young men, great character people, on and off the field. Academically, they're solid. But being a leader nowadays, it's hard because sometimes you got to call out your partner. You got to call them out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sometimes those guys won't do it. These guys did that. You know what I'm saying? They held everybody accountable. Our motto is protect the team. And that means it's another word for accountability in all phases of your life.
Yeah.
And they did a tremendous job doing that. But yes, Kendrell, we're talking about.
ULL's getting a big time.
Yeah. I've talked to those guys recently, and they like what he's doing during the summertime. He'll probably have a chance this year. Because I know they have
one or two. A lot of backs.
Yeah. So, and there's no doubt in my mind he's going to be successful. Bailey, the same thing. Bailey's been he played as a freshman for us. He had to start against McDonough 35 and had Lawrence Keys the third.
I watched the game.
And,
He looked like a senior.
Yeah. He held himself, he held himself accountable and everything. He did a very good job, and I knew he had somebody special then. And I think Tulane will find that out pretty soon.
Yeah, he's tall. He looks tall.
Yeah, he's all of 6'2". He's all of 6'2".
He's
yeah.
a range.
And then, you know, he gets some more weight on him. He was a corner for us, but we had to move to safety because, you know, all we do is take him, somebody, but they throw away from him or run, you know. So we put him in the middle of the field so we can have him run the mallet and stuff. And he did a tremendous job for us. I mean, even as a junior, and he took over a leadership role on defense, and I mean, he could line up everybody in the secondary, and then he got to the point where he knew the whole defense, and that's what's key nowadays. These kids, most of them just know their position,
right?
But he knew everybody's position, even the front.
You could see that on film.
Yeah, I mean, he even know, you know, the front where they're supposed to be.
He was at the snap going where the play was supposed to
go. Absolutely.
It's really good that ULL has gotten another running back locally,
because
they went to ERAF and got Elijah
Mitchell. Right.
And I'll put your guy up there with Elijah.
Well, you know, that's funny that you say that. When they were recruiting him, Coach Napier said they reminded him a lot of him.
Power and, size and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, both 6 foot, 5'11".
5'11", close to 6 foot. And that's another thing. You know, both those two young men were successful in other sports. They were state champions in basketball. And in track, and Kendrell, a wrestler. I think Kendrell's going to be the most decorated athlete out of this school. You know, we have Kevin Falk, but, I mean, Kendrell has a football state championship, a couple of wrestling state championships. He's a 400-meter champion twice.
200-meter.
And a wrestler, so.
I didn't know he was a wrestler.
A state champion.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The SEC.
Now, he's a state champion and a state run-up last year, but, I mean, yeah.
How many years now, Tony, for you coaching?
When I'm 34. Yeah. That's why they call me old school. That's why they call me old school, but I'm real school.
Yeah, a lot of those guys have retired that you came in here with.
Absolutely.
The old Mac staff.
I played golf with Mac the other day, but the only one that was retired was Craig Brody. Now, but Craig Brody's actually going to go to Kaplan and be the AD and help his son out of it.
Yeah, because his son's a head coach.
So,
ULL LSU. I know you're a fan of ULL and LSU.
Sure.
What do you think of this coming year?
Wow, I mean,
they both are loaded.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, basically UL got somebody, everybody coming back. I think, you know, I'm saying, on both sides of the ball, and I think the sky's the limit for what they're doing with
their offensive line is unbelievable.
Oh, they're one of the best in the country. That's amazing. Huh? And right there at
four
UL.
Pro players.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think they got a couple of more on that.
Coming up.
Yeah.
And Levi's back for his third year. Does everything good.
Yeah, that's a tremendous.
D-line, Taylen Humphrey's a stud.
Yeah. And then Zion Hill.
Zion from Catholic of New Iberia.
I mean, they've done a great job, you know.
They got the kid from Acadiana, the DB, that's really done a good job for them.
Yeah,
A couple of really good DBs.
Yeah. And then LSU, wow. Yeah. You know, even with the season they had last year, you know, obviously it's not what they want over there. But to have the third best recruiting class in the country, it tells you something right then and there.
All on Zoom calls. Yeah. Zoom calls.
Yeah. That's right.
Kids come in without even visiting.
You know, obviously, you know, just like UL, they've done a tremendous job with their facilities. They're up there, you know. I know same thing with scholarship monies and everything. They're same there with LSU, so. They have an extra recruiting tool for them. LSU, too. I mean, those facilities is a big selling thing, you know. And for a kid not to be able to physically see him and be there,
I want to share something with the public that you're going to do this morning, just so they know that you do everything. Tell everybody what you got to do when we finish.
Oh, I'm going to pressure wash the stadium, man. I've been doing it for a week.
Not easy.
It's not easy, but. It needs to be done, you know.
Well, that's part of coaching. Yeah, you know, it is. Look, I do it
because I'm going to go clean our house. Okay, I'm going to clean the house. Right. So my guys, the players, they see me out there doing it. It's about me cleaning the house for them to take care of the house, to protect the house.
The crow dome.
Yeah, that's it. Keep me in here a little longer. I mean, I'm sucking up these BTUs right now. This is good.
Coach Tony Corville, I'm talking to Tony here at Karen Cromanna's office, and the guys are running around right now. They're 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we get here at 7.
And what's a typical day right now off season?
Okay, well today you're catching this right at the end of July. This is a This is our last week of what we call summer sacrifice. I mean, you know, you have to sacrifice if you want to be good. So we call it summer sacrifice. And we're finishing up with our maxes. And now we're doing our weights and measures and stuff like that. And because starting next week, we have started having in-service days and stuff like that. So it's, you know, schools will be here in 2 weeks.
And teachers are here before students.
That's it.
Right.
But yeah, so right now, a typical day for us in the summertime is the varsity kids get here at 7 o'clock. And we divide them into three groups. We'll have the skill, mid-skill, and big guys, you know, generally the gridiron big guys. And that'll be the O-line, D-line in the group. There'll be the wide receivers and DBs in the group, and then running backs and linebackers in the group. And we got this from last year because of COVID, where, you know, in the past we would have groups, but the coaches would stay static and the groups would rotate to them.
Okay.
Well, because we couldn't do that because of cross-contamination. What it ended up doing was all my coaches got, we all got on the same page, what we do in the weight room, what we do with the strength and conditioning part of that, and what we do in our flexibility program, what we do in our speed and development program. So with that said, the groups just rotate, you know, and we still.
Well, all of this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And we do that. And within the flexibility group, that one station, it takes about 15 minutes of time for us to do our hurdle mobility training stuff. Well, we had another 20 minutes, 25 minutes. So what we'll end up doing is we do drill work with that time.
Okay.
So it's another way of getting it all in. We got so a lot of, you know, we won't start football officially until the fifth, but
never stops.
I'm sorry about that. Well, then we could do install stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and then, I know we're gonna talk to some of you guys today.
Yeah, and then on Tuesdays, it's a 7-on-7 day where we would report to, the guys, skill guys, would report to St. Thomas More, but the O line, D line reports to school when they do a mini camp deal.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna have more with Coach Tony Corville from Karen Crow High School. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. We're going to continue on with our interview with Coach Tony Corville from Karen Crow High School. Check this out.
Tony, what's your thoughts on the 7-on-7? Because I know it's good, keeps guys in shape, keeps everybody on the same page, but this national 7-on-7,
well,
regional.
It's turning into AAU.
Yeah.
It's turning into the AAU. Yeah. I'm a little, listen, there's a time and a place for it, and there's some good things that come out of it. I think about our guys working together, you know what I'm saying,
right,
and doing this stuff, where now it's kind of like, I use the AAU basketball.
Yeah, they do the all-star team.
Yeah, it's like, and then they
taken away from your
team.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And I understand these kids need to get another way of getting exposure. I get that, but it's I think it's kind of getting out of hand a little bit. And personally, that's how I feel. But I'm never going to tell a kid he can't do it. But he needs to understand what, you know, come the fall, where you're going to be. You're not going to be, you know. We're going to be playing football with your teammates. So.
Yeah, and I always.
And to be honest with you, I have some guys that are bootleggers, but it's never interfered because. And another thing about our workouts, we go Monday through Thursday. I give them off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that goes way back to when it was baseball.
Right.
A lot of times when they travel teams, they do that too. So this way, it was no conflict. So it hasn't really been a serious conflict for us with that aspect, but I can see it.
Yeah.
Going down the you know, in the future, where it can maybe be that, where they're doing that all summer long, going for weeks at a time, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because you know, like I said, put the team first. As long as that's
absolutely
everything's fine.
Exactly, protect the team, brother.
Hurts the team, then
it's
not good.
That's right. Because that same flag, that same 7-on-7 team ain't gonna be on Friday nights for you. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna be in pads. Yeah,
that's right. Because you know, I always joke. I talk about 7-on-7 as football in pajamas. You know,
that's right. Kindergarten.
That's
football.
It. And you have no run keys.
Oh, coach, I know you got to go clean the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
The sun's coming out.
This weekend, we'll start painting it. You know, it's the things you got to do, man. It's got to. Hey, look, we won a state championship on a Tuesday. We got home about midnight. I went home and comes back here at 9 o'clock in the
morning.
Isn't
it weird you say Tuesday? Isn't
it? Yeah, it was weird. Absolutely. Yeah. 9 o'clock the next morning, I'm over here washing uniforms. But it was worth it.
Well, Coach, appreciate it, man. And
thank
we'll
you.
Look forward to getting your kids on and whoever we can borrow or grab, not to interfere with what y'all are doing.
All right. Well, I appreciate you having the interest in coming in and promoting our program. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
All right.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to I interviewed two recruits from Karen Crow, two sleepers that are coming back for the class of 2022 for Karen Crow High School, and I'll introduce those guys, and we'll be able to check that interview out when we come back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. This segment, I interviewed two kids from Karen Crow High School. Ryan Perry, who's a tight end, long snapper, pretty good tight end, by the way, and long snapper. 6'1", about 200 pounds, runs about a 4.6. Phenomenal blocker. I mean, he's like a college blocker. He can run. He's got great hands. I think he's a great H-back for the next level. Very similar to a smaller version of Jack Besh from St. Thomas More from last year that signed with LSU. And then you have a kid by the name of Quinn O'Brien Collins, who's an offensive guard. He's probably pound for pound one of the best O-linemen in the state. He's only 5'10", 210. And you're going to go, whoa, that's small. But he's really a fullback for 1AA or even D1. Runs about a 4.6. And he's super strong, benches over 330 pounds. Quinn O'Brien Collins is a senior, and again, he's a guy that could be converted to fullback in college and be a heck of a player because he's tough, he's got great feet, and he can run. But probably the best small O-lineman. Check this interview out that I have with Ryan Perry and Quinn O'Brien Collins from Karen Crow High School.
All right, so I'm sitting here, and I'm interviewing Ryan Perry, tight end. Jack of all trades, long snapper.
Yes, sir.
Whatever you want to call that position. Yeah. And your buddy, Quinn O'Brien Collins, man, the guy with the big name.
Oh, yes, sir.
Offensive guard, but really a fullback feet-wise. I want to throw that out there because when they see your size, Quinn's 5'10", 210, and you go, well, that's not a big old lineman, but yeah. You've got quick feet, and you're strong. Tell everybody what – How quick are you? I mean, you're probably, what, a 4.7 guy?
Yeah, I think so. Probably, like, even, like, maybe even 4.6, I want
to
say.
Yeah, I was about to say, I run a 4.6, and he's just as fast as me.
Yeah.
So.
That's unique. Yeah. And so, Quinn, you're a senior coming up. Ryan, you're a senior.
Yes, sir.
It's deceptive because recruiters, I want them to hear this program, and they get caught up in height, weight, right?
Yeah.
But I watch film, so I watched you guys play last year several games, and – obviously, I don't even know your height, weight. I'm just watching film, and I see it. And, Ryan, you deceptively could look 6'1", 2 on film, but you're a little over 6 foot
tall. Yeah, I get
tall.
That a lot.
Long guy, 200 pounds.
Yes, sir.
You could be a fullback slash H-back, that new traditional spot, because you can run.
Yeah.
You're a 4'6 guy, good hands, great long snapper. Coach thinks you're a great long snapper.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn, you would be willing to play fullback, right?
Yes, sir, definitely.
Tell everybody about how easy that would be for you because you already know how to block.
Yeah, I feel like being able to play fullback is going to, like, presume, like, just basically just disciplining myself to hold the ball in the right hand, really. Because I feel like I know a bunch of other stuff. Like, I can translate from O-line to fullback.
Quinn, were you from Karen Crow Lafayette?
No, sir. I'm from Lafayette.
You're from Lafayette? Lafayette? Okay. No, but you sound like you're ready to go to, like, Cornell and stuff, man. You're so you're not shy with the interview, you know. And Ryan, you too. Y'all pretty – have y'all done interviews before?
Yeah, I did a few.
I didn't like one before.
So it's not your first run.
No, it's not my first time.
Okay. Ryan, what is what's your passion for the next level? I mean –
I would like to.
You like to play?
Yeah. I like to find somewhere that I fit in with, like, my skill set. Just be able to go in multiple different positions in the same game and do a bunch of different things for the same team.
So both of you would go anywhere to play. It's like not, doesn't have to be Lafayette, ULL, yeah. Doesn't have to be, you know, LSU McNeese, right?
Doesn't matter to me.
No.
So mama's cooking's good, but you can live away from home. Yeah. Ryan, what's it like long snapping to one of the top kickers in the state, Gavin Roar?
Oh, it's awesome because me and Gavin go way back. I mean, we're like childhood friends. Okay. I remember we used to play on the same KSI team whenever we were in coach pitch and T-ball and stuff like that. So we go way back, and it's just that connection we have. He knows that I'm going to get the ball to him, and I know that he's going to get the ball downfield for us to make a play. So
Coach said the Edna Carr game that yeah. you had a great game against a 270-pound Taji Hill who's committed to LSU.
Yeah.
Who's coming back. Y'all might have a chance to go up yeah. and get each other again.
I'm hoping we meet him
again. Now, you're like 200 pounds. And yeah. he's 270.
I get that a lot.
And Coach said you pretty much won that day.
I was, except for one play that I remember. He got me good. I'll admit it. He got me one play. But I remember for the rest of the game, I felt like I took care of business for most of the game.
And Quinn, in 4A, it's big D lines all day long.
Oh, yeah.
And you're 200 pounds, 205, 210 now.
Yes, sir.
But, I mean, you're blocking like you're 280. Was there a guy that gave you trouble last year in 4A? I mean, y'all went up against all kind of good teams last year.
I don't think anybody really gave me trouble, honestly, like this run blocking. I'm like, I feel like the most trouble I had at like pass blocking was maybe during the STM game. And it was like one little slip up where I got a little too head heavy.
Okay. Because, I mean, you faced Ash, Alexandria High School, I mean, West Monroe.
Yeah.
I mean, that was an I mean, y'all shut them out.
That was a fun
pretty
game.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. They don't get shut out at West Monroe.
Yeah.
And then you block for Kendrell Williams. What do you think he's going to do at ULL? I think he's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. I think he could tear up everything. I feel like he could be the greatest. He got to be.
He's a national recruit,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then your boy's going to Tulane on defense.
I feel like he's going to tear it up over there, too.
He's a great safety. Any of the other guys that signed that we didn't mention, me and Coach earlier, y'all had some other kids that signed this year.
Yeah, we had a bunch of guys, smaller schools, whether it was out of the state or JUCO, whatnot. But, yeah a bunch of guys are going different places.
I'm going to ask both of you this, but Quinn, what do you think of this team? Obviously, it's a new team almost. There are some guys back.
Yeah.
But what do you think of the nucleus? I mean, they're buying in on what they just –
I feel like we're going to get pretty far this year, if not go all the way, because we have some pretty strong athletes this year, and we may not have all those Kendrells and Ty Mayfields and John Millers, but we got some people who want to play their heart out and get another ring. Definitely.
I got to throw some of you boys out there so they don't get mad. Davion Francis, right? He's going to be good, senior, D1 guy. Dante, is it Dorjan or Dorjan?
Dorjan.
And, you know, you got the young guys, Chance Caesar. Gregory Bush, Javon Miller, Israel Jolivet, David Jornet.
Yep. Yeah.
There's been a bunch of Jornets at Acadiana. I wonder if he's had some cousins over there. But great nucleus. So teams fired up, programs pumped.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all ready to get – Coach said y'all ready to get back.
Yes, oh, yeah. I want to be in pads right now.
It's so boring just being like in spring. Like, not spring, like in summer.
Yeah. I saw the rings. They're crazy.
Yeah, I want to say they modeled them after Alabama's, not this year, but the year before that.
Yeah.
I mean, the state championship ring looks like a college SEC ring.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was surprised by it.
It's so beautiful.
And they hid it from us. They never showed us until the day we got it.
Yeah. So when did y'all get the rings?
I think we got it, like, around February or March, I want to say.
The rings.
April 7th.
April 7th. He remembered the coach for that.
Yeah. Said, look, we had to do it at the stadium. Right, big old right. This is Israel.
Yeah, Israel.
Now hey, I remember. Man. It's engraved now.
It was April 7th.
Guys, good luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
Y'all got me pumped, man. I'm ready for ball. I'm ready for jamborees.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm ready for the season, and I hope we were able to help you get your names out there.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Did they protect the team?
They did.
I knew they would.
Team first, man.
Yeah.
I know y'all got to get back to training, but appreciate it.
Thank you.
I want to go ahead and end the show. I want everybody to go to the Louisiana Football Magazine website, LAFootballMagazine.com. Jace and me have worked really hard. Dolores Thompson, Carl Ricardo, Carl Thompson, our interns, Jay Parker.
And Connor Shaw.
Yep. Connor Shaw. And really hope you enjoy the magazine. That'll be out, it'll be about 3 weeks, so it's at the printer right now. But you can pre-order your copies, South, North, and the digital version on LAFootballMagazine.com. If you're a mom and dad listening or coach, please support us and support the kids that we're promoting, your kids. LAFootballMagazine.com, and 25 years we were able to get through a tough COVID year, and it was crazy, and still, you know, starting to get back to normalcy. And I want to thank our sponsors, Treads and Care Tire Company, locally owned. Call 331-8144, owned by Devin Holly since 1971, the family. And Devin Holly is the owner. He opened up a new location on Hooper Road and Park Place Drive. Great guy. I've been doing business with Devin for many years. Also, Medine's Collision Center, which is on Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge. The number to call is 357-7983. 357-7983-225 area code. Chris Medine and Domenica Medine, great people. And our first sponsor, John Harvey Toyota, they do a great job in Shreveport, Bossier City. For our Shreveport audience, Natchitoches audience, even Ruston, check out John Harvey Toyota. Harvey Subaru or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, they've got luxury models, hybrids, certified pre-owned with a warranty. Used in new cars, they're sports fans. They love high school football, college football, and be sure to buy a car from them when you're thinking of buying one. We're going to go ahead, Jace. Appreciate you being on the show today.
No problem.
It was the intro, but the rest is the interview with Karen Crow's head coach, Tony Corville. Thank you, Tony Corville, for being at the school and being there. And I know he was pressure washing in the interview, he told me. For 9 hours yesterday. The things coaches do, your dad's like that. You just don't coach, you teach.
Oh, there's way more to it.
You paint the stadium, you cut the grass. I mean, you do it all. I mean, to be a high school coach, you got to really want to be in it. You know, you're not going to be a multimillionaire to be coaching ball. You know, you got to love to, and it's a lot of work. And what I do with this magazine has been a passion and love to travel, because it's not for the money. you can make a good living. It's been tough the last 2 years, actually, but we're really happy to be around. We're just fortunate to be doing what we're doing. I wake up every day loving what I do, promoting kids, promoting the schools, and then I watch these games on Saturdays and Fridays and Thursdays. And last year, Jace, they had games on Tuesday nights. It's crazy.
Yeah, they did. Know?
But we're going to go ahead and end the show again. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com, and we'll check you out on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.